Governor Jim Doyle ordered that the hearing be held, citing his powers under state consumer laws. The nation's five largest oil companies sent mid-level executives to testify. Nancy Carter of British Petroleum generally blamed higher gasoline prices this fall and still higher natural gas prices on the damage done by the Gulf Coast hurricanes.
This was a very, very severe impact on the natural gas industry as well as the oil industry, as I believe you all know. And I think the impacts of that will be felt throughout the entire economy for some period of time.
One of the questioners at the hearing, former PSC chair Bernie Bridge, took issue with Carter's comments on natural gas prices.
It's interesting to hear you comment about the effect of Hurricane Katrina, because the prices to which I allude have been volatile well before and well after Katrina. And so it's hard for me to attribute that volatility long-term to the recent events in history.
The petroleum executives say worldwide demand for natural gas has been rising faster than the supply. Bridge and other questioners also pushed the industry to use their recent record profits to help fund national energy assistance programs for low-income people. Brent Falk of Chevron says his company already helps.
We too, as a corporation, do pay taxes as well as a corporate citizen, and we would hope that those funds that we pay taxes to go into some of these federal assistance programs.
After the hearing, State Ag and Consumer Protection Secretary Rod Nilsestoon said the answers about being good corporate citizens fell short.
You guys have made the biggest profits in U.S. history here. What are you going to do to help at least temporarily assuage and balance a little of the hurt there? And we didn't hear anything back.
Nilsestoon acknowledges the oil executives eventually promised to take the energy assistance issue to company owners and get back to the state by the end of the month. He says the hearing did get the petroleum companies to speak to the people of Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.